It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I am so excited to be here with you guys. If you would like to partner with me, you can do so by helping me spread the word about the Amber May Show. And you can send your donations to AmberMayShow.com. That's AmberMayShow.com. Look on the discount page, and the donations within the United States, I know for sure, are tax deductible. So check that out at AmberMayShow.com and forward, and then hit the donation page, because I would love to have some partnerships to grow this radio program. You can always contact me by writing me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Also, I have a survey. It doesn't take very long on my website. If you could fill that out for me, that'd be super. Or you can always email me on the website at theambermayshow.com. Well, today I just hope to give you guys some encouragement, because life is difficult and sometimes life can overtake us and we just don't know where to turn and we get discouraged, and I'm hoping today's show will be an encouragement to you. I have been through so much in the last 3 months, and I have just seen God's provision take over, and I want to encourage you and let you know that God's provision will be there for you as well. And I also have a family member going through some life changes, and they need an encouragement, but they've also been seeing God's provision help them out as well. So I want to let you know that no matter what's going on, you never have to worry, because God will take care of you. And as I look at my daughter, I see she has no worries. She knows her mother and her father will give her food to eat and shelter and give her everything she needs, and she doesn't worry. And it makes me think, man, if only I could be like that and never worry, because I have a father too. And he's up in heaven. And he'll never let anything happen to me. He'll always provide for me. He'll give me shelter. He'll give me food. He'll give me my needs. And he also tells us to say that in the daily prayer, in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, which pretty much means, give us today our needs. Provide for us, Lord, our needs. And God said it, that he will. He'll give us our needs. He's like, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you. So all your needs will be met. And that's the encouragement that I want to give you today. You know, the other day I was talking to my mom, and we were talking about trusting God and finances and provision. And I asked my mom, because my dad's a pastor, my mom's a first lady of a church, and so I'm a PK. I grew up as a PK most of my life. Anyway, so I was like, Mom, what do you do? Because I know they didn't always have money. They struggled like everybody else. Everybody struggles at some time in their life. And right now I'm doing that. I'm growing my family, so we struggle. And I'm sure you can relate to that. And I said, Mom, what do we do about tithing? What if we have just enough money to pay only our bills and we don't have anything else? And she said that we have to be obedient to God, and that there was a story that they had, and my dad preached about it a couple weeks ago, but I can't remember the story exactly. But it turns out that the money that they had enough money to either pay some bills or give the tithe, and they gave the tithe, and long story short, God provided for their bills. And I think God wants to see, are we going to be obedient to him? Because God asks us for 10%. That money really doesn't belong to that us. God gives us a way to make money, and then he asks us to give our tithe, which is 10%. And we have to also give to Caesar what is Caesar. That's what Jesus said when they asked and tried to trick him in the Bible. And he said, what is this coin whose face is on it? And they said, Caesar. Okay, give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God. And I think if we do that, if we just follow in obedience, even though that's probably the hardest thing all of us will have to face, is do we pay the electric bill or do we give God his money, his tithe money? And I think the answer would be we have to be obedient to God, because he'll never leave us. He'll never leave us holding the bag and wondering, where is our provision going to be? And then I think about the stories in the Old Testament about the widow and her son, and that her son was going to be going into slavery because she couldn't pay her debt and her husband has died. And back then, that's how they made money, was through the men. And God sent her provision and sent the prophet, and the prophet told her what to do. So I'm thinking that in our lives, based on that story, and he said, go get jars and fill it with oil. And she only had a little oil, but the oil never ran out because she was obedient to God. And she sold the oil, and she had enough money to live off of, and gave and paid her debt to the slave master. And so her son didn't have to go into slavery. So when we obey God, God's going to direct us to do something. And our role could be twofold. We're going to help somebody either make their provisions. So God will either tell us to go bless somebody else, or we're going to have to do something. And we might think it's very odd and very strange. I'm sure the lady in the back of her mind thought, I don't have enough oil in my house to pay off all my debt and to sell it. I'll run out after maybe a couple jars. But she did it anyways, even though she knew in her heart that physically she was going to run out of oil. God provided and kept providing the oil, just like he did with the 2 fish and the 5 loaves of bread. They kept having so much food. The disciples kept pulling it out of the basket, and they had leftovers afterwards. So after we obey God, then we have to listen to what he's going to say, and he's going to direct us, or he might direct someone to bless us. So maybe someone has an extra job they need done, and they're going to call on us to do that so we can have that money. You never know. For instance, my relative has a shop that they're not using right now. They have two shops, okay? They have an active shop that they're using, then on the side they have another shop that they're not really using right now. You know, God provided for them. God sent someone over to them and asked if they can rent that place. The place isn't even on the market for rent. I don't know why, it's just sitting there. Maybe they didn't even think about it. Sometimes we have, you know, money available to us and we don't even think about it. With our, like my relative had an extra shop that they weren't renting, and for whatever reason they didn't. So this guy came. God sent this man to my relative and said, hey, can I rent this shop out? Well, that's a wonderful provision that they were not expecting to have. You never know where the possession, where the blessing's going to come from. I mean, that's a miracle right there. And then another miracle she had was, she had to help her daughter fix her car, and the first quote was $900. Then the second quote, they took it somewhere else, was $600. And when the second guy looked at it and was actually working on the car, it only ended up being $250. So over the phone, they're saying, well, this mechanic said we need this, 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 and this. And when he actually, so he quoted them the price based on this, 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 and this from what the other guy was saying. And when he actually got into his shop, he's like, well, actually, only this and this needs to be fixed, so here's only $250. I mean, wow, they're expecting, where are you going to come up with $900? Most people would be thinking, how am I going to pay for my vehicle to be repaired? It's $900. Oh my gosh. This guy's telling me that, and then God sends someone into your life, and he blesses you because that person says, hey, that's not true. You don't need to spend this much money. You just never know. Are you going to get an extra job? Is something you have, people are going to say, hey, can I pay this? Can I buy this off of you? Can I rent this from you? You just never know where your provision's going to be. And for me personally, I was getting ready to have a baby, and all of a sudden I got really sick, and I've been in the hospital for over like a month. And during my maternity leave, I was going to have my plan. I was going to get my hospital bag prepped and everything. I was going to make some frozen dinner so when we come from the hospital, I don't have to cook right away. I was going to make sure the house is clean. You know, women go through this nesting period. I had some clothes I had to buy for myself for the hospital and different things like that. And then we were also thinking, geez, how are we going to pay for anything for the baby? We had nothing at this point, okay? I had no crib, no clothes, no nothing. And we just have enough money to pay our bills. And it was just like, wow, how is this going to happen? Well, you know what? We had a shower and people really blessed us. And one person in particular, God put on their heart and they blessed us with a car seat, a stroller, and a playpen. You know how expensive that is? One person blessed us so much. And I felt like that was God personally telling me, don't worry about your child. I'll take care of your child. I will give you everything you need to take care of that little baby I gave you. And I wanted to cry. And I thanked this person so much. I'm like, you don't understand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's not just all we got. I mean, we got a crib, which was such a blessing. You know how much cribs are these days. I mean, we have gotten everything we need to take care of our little baby. Everything. We didn't have the means to do it, but God sent people to help us have means to do it. And many hands make the burning light. And because we had so many people excited to have the baby, and if you've listened to my show from the beginning or anytime, you knew we've had a lot of trouble having a child. And so we finally had our little baby. And people were so happy for us that God just blessed us with an overwhelming amount of people coming to the shower with wonderful gifts. So you never know how that's going to be. And then I had a friend come clean my house for me. I had an overwhelming number of women bring us frozen dinners and ready-made dinners. Some gave us gift cards. Some had pizza delivered to us because I was very sick and I couldn't take care of my family. And a bunch of women stepped up. I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't expect my friends to volunteer and help me clean my house, to bring home a newborn baby to a very nice, clean house. Not that it's filthy or anything, but if you're a female and you've been through the nesting phase, then you understand that feeling of, I need a clean home for my little baby. And it was just overwhelming. And I just feel so comforted knowing I don't have to worry about how we're going to take care of our child, because God's already has the provision. I just have to obey him and listen to him and trust in him. And that's part of the Beatitudes. And we were learning about that in church. Having faith, being humble, realizing that that humbleness is about knowing that God's going to take care of you. Being humble enough to realize and say, God, I need you to take care of me. And not being proud. Because some people are just proud and say, I can do it all on my own. But you know what? In reality, you can't make anyone give you a job. You can't make anyone bring you a gift to take care of your baby. You can't make anyone rent a facility from you. You can't make anyone reduce a mechanic cost. But you know what? If you realize that you need God in your life and realizing that God will take care of me, then that changes the whole game plan. So I just wanted to encourage you, if you are going through something and going through hard times right now, I don't know how your provision's going to come, but if you stay obedient to God and you do tithe and you stay obedient to him, quote the Lord's Prayer. Read Matthew chapter 6, I believe it is. Don't worry about today because don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow I have enough worries of its own. Just worry about your daily bread today. Just worry about your provision today. How is it going to come? And be open to it. And don't be too proud to accept a blessing because God's sending someone to bless you. I know it was hard for me to receive it because I was always the type to go and help people. And when it was actually happening to me, it was hard to receive. Because those that like to help and give, it's hard sometimes to be the blessed one. But that's God's provision for me. It was for me. And it can be for you too. Or he might direct you to do something you think is absolutely ridiculous to do. or you might send someone in your path. Remember, instead of thinking about number one just yourself, think about number two somebody else, because eventually number two will look over.